This is the guided lying down yoga sequence for Mindful Berkshire's mindful-based stress reduction program. Similar to the benefits of the body scan, practicing being with the body in movement, exploring its limits, and honoring its limitations reinforces self-care and enhances well-being. This practice should be done at a time and place where distractions are minimal, and wearing loose clothing, allowing for easy movement and breathing. Most important is to listen deeply to the needs of your own body at any given time. There might be times when a certain posture doesn't feel right, or when holding for even one breath longer may not be the best choice for you. So, being aware of any sensations, thoughts, emotions that happen to arise and acknowledging if a posture is possible for you at this time or not. Modifying the movement or posture in any way that feels right, or even leaving out a particular movement. Another option, if a certain movement isn't right for you, is to simply listen to the guidance and imagine doing the movement in the mind. Sensing into the body in this way deepens the mind-body connection. And with kindness, coming to know the range of what's possible and what may be limited on any given day, and tailoring your practice to what's right for you. As you go through the sequence, bringing gentle awareness to what is being experienced in the body, but also what thoughts and emotions might be being evoked. Becoming aware of any judgments, for instance, I'm good at this, or I'm no good at this. And also aware of the possibility of letting those judgments go. Remembering there's nothing to achieve in this practice, not even a state of relaxation. If relaxation comes, noticing that. If tension comes, noticing that. No need to analyze or change anything. Simply bringing a gentle curiosity to whatever is. It's really about showing up and being aware in any given moment of how you're responding in the body, mind, and heart. So beginning now by lying down on a cushioned floor, a rug, or a mat, arms by your sides, palms facing upward, and feet falling comfortably apart. Noticing the body as it lies here, being supported by the floor, aware of the contact points. Feeling the alignment and the symmetry, and making any adjustments that may feel right. Perhaps feeling the weight of the body as it rests in this corpse pose. This pose of alertness, attentiveness. Perhaps scanning for any physical sensations. But not needing to do anything or change anything. Simply being. Now, turning attention to the breath. Becoming aware of any place in the body that you feel the movement of the breath. Perhaps at the rise and fall of the belly, or the chest, or the tip of the nose, or the rise of the mid-back on the in-breath, and the fall on the out-breath. Just experiencing the entire body. The movement of breath into and out of the body. And now, on an in-breath, lifting the arms up toward the ceiling and over the head, taking the stretch as far as you're able, but not moving beyond what's right for you at this time. Stretching the fingers, the arms, and the shoulders in one direction, and pressing the feet, the soles, and the heels in the opposite direction, lengthening the stretch. Breathing fully into the body stretch. Now, on an in-breath, slowly bringing the arms up toward the ceiling and back down to the sides of the body, feeling a sense of weight as they float down to the floor, the sense of gravity, breathing. And again, on an in-breath, raising the arms toward the ceiling and overhead. Stretching the arms and legs in opposite directions, if that's possible for you. Staying here for a few breaths. Exploring, but not going past your limits. And when you're ready, lifting the arms up and allowing them to slowly float back down to your sides, releasing all effort here. Breathing. Taking a moment to pause, noticing the sensation in the entire body in response to this stretch. Noticing, too, what's in the mind and any emotions being evoked. And now, with the knees bent, feet a hip length apart and flat on the floor, parallel, close to the buttocks, in preparation for pelvic rocking. bringing the attention to the back at the level of the waist, noticing the small space that's created between your back and the floor. Begin by pressing this area against the floor, flattening it to meet the mat by tipping the tailbone up and toward the ceiling, rocking the navel and belly toward the floor, and then releasing the back to create more space between the back waist area and the floor. Noticing the breath during this rocking of the pelvis. Exhaling as you press the back downward and the belly sinks. Inhaling on the release. Exploring this rocking motion at your own pace, synchronized with your breath. Noticing the rest of the body as you do this movement, any tension or tightness in other areas, the face, arms, or legs, and seeing if it's possible to isolate the areas where the movement is actually happening. And letting the other areas just be. And breathing. Coming back to neutral after the rocking. Feeling into the entire body and noticing to any activity in the mind, any thought, and any emotion that may be present. And when you're ready, bringing the knees up to the chest and gently clasping your hands around the knees or the lower thighs and rocking gently from side to side, back and forth, or around in circles, gently massaging the lower back. In whatever way feels best. And perhaps coming to stillness and lifting the head toward the knees, being very careful of the neck, noticing how the body moves, the back rounding, the contraction of the abdomen, the motion of the neck, and as always, breathing. And now, letting go of the knees, lowering and stretching out the legs, bringing the head comfortably down, coming to corpse pose, and feeling the effects of this movement. Now, breathing and bending the right knee, drawing it in toward the chest and clasping both hands around the lower leg or thigh, moving the knee in circles. One direction, and then the other. Side to side. Exploring the movement possible in the hip joint. Big movements or small movements, whatever you're capable of in this moment. And again, checking in with what thoughts or feelings may be present in this moment as you move in this way. And now, still holding the knee, coming to stillness, and raising the head toward the knee any amount, if that feels comfortable for you, being sensitive to the neck. Your left leg still heavy on the floor. When ready, lowering the head, releasing the leg and stretching out long, noticing the right and left sides of the body and sensations that may become apparent anywhere in the body. And now bending the left knee, clasping your hands around your lower leg or thigh and drawing it toward your chest and exploring the range of movements possible here. Circles in one direction and the other, side to side. And raising your head toward the knee if that feels comfortable. Sensing how each hip joint is different and being fully present to what's ever happening now. And when you're ready, lowering the head back down, releasing the leg and the hands, stretching out into corpse pose, feeling the entire body. Breathing. Next, we'll be moving to table position on hands and knees. So, being aware of how the body moves, the shifts it makes to get in position, turning to one side and moving the weight, coming up onto all fours with knees under hips and hands under shoulders, coming up onto the fists if you have any issues with the wrists. Otherwise, spreading your fingers wide, making a firm base. This pose explores moving in conjunction with the breath, but also explores the range of movement in the spine. So, beginning on an out-breath, curving the spine up toward the ceiling like a cat arching its back, feeling the belly pull in and the tailbone and head hang down toward the floor. When you reach the end of the out-breath, allowing the breath to initiate movement in the other direction, back curving down toward the floor, like the curving back of a cow. The head and tailbone extended upward toward the ceiling. Letting the breath determine the movement. Feeling the full range of motion alternating from cat to cow. Exploring this cat-cow movement on your own, at your own pace, to your own breath. And when you're ready, coming to a neutral position and feeling the steady support of the legs and arms. Moving now into balance pose, being sure that the eyes are open and finding a fixed point in front of you to focus on. Extending the right leg to whatever height feels comfortable. When ready, extending the left arm out in front and feeling the entire stretch from the fingers of the left hand to the toes of the right foot. Feeling the strength and small micro movements necessary to balance here. Exploring your limits, but not staying in the pose any longer than feels right. Lowering the left arm and the right leg as you're ready. And moving into a few cat-cow stretches to release the spine. Coming back to neutral. Shifting sides. Extending the left leg out behind as high as feels right. And lengthening the right arm out in front. Feeling the stretch and the effort the body exerts to remain balanced. Breathing. As you're ready, lowering the arm and leg, coming back to table position, and releasing the spine through a few cat-cow stretches. Coming to stillness, and now from the table pose, lowering your body and moving onto your back, being aware of the transition, the movements of turning over and shifting weight, feeling the breath while making your way onto the back as you settle once again into corpse pose. Noticing the body now, the effects of the stretching and movement, being present with yourself, feeling the breath, and noticing any thoughts, judgments, emotions, whatever is here. Now, preparing for bridge pose by bending the knees. Feet hip-width apart, parallel and flat on the floor, and a bit closer to the buttocks. And from this position, using strength from the legs and hips, and pressing the feet evenly into the floor, raising the torso up into the air. The body resting on the shoulders and upper back. The head and soles of the feet and the legs and buttock muscles are working to support you even as the shoulders, face, and neck are at ease. Feeling the breath moving as freely as possible and holding this pose only as long as feels right. Then, when you're ready, slowly lowering the body one vertebra at a time until the whole torso is on the floor, allowing the muscles of the back and pelvis to just melt into the support of the floor. Noticing how the body releases all effort. Noticing the breath, any thought and emotion, and letting things be just as they are. And now, with knees still pointed to the ceiling, we'll be moving into a spinal twist. So bringing the feet slightly closer together and clasping the hands behind the neck with the elbows pointing out to either side. With an exhalation, lowering the knees to the right, any amount. It may feel right to allow the soles of the feet to come off the floor a little as the knees move. Breathing into the twist, sensing the different sensations on the right and left sides, the belly and the chest, the back and the legs, and increasing the twist, perhaps, by gazing over the left elbow, if that's possible for you. And as much as possible, keeping the shoulders wide and on the floor, and breathing deep into the stretch this movement provides. And now, bringing head and knees back to center. And this time, lowering the knees to the left. And if it feels right, increasing the stretch by turning the head to look past the right elbow. Coming back to center and repeating the movement in your own time, moving from side to side. Noticing how the sensations change as you repeat the movement. Subtle shifts. And now, coming back to center and stretching out the legs, returning to corpse pose. Palms up, arms out by your side, as you feel the effects of the stretch. Now bending the left knee, the left foot flat, and stretching the right leg straight along the floor. On an in-breath, raising the right leg toward the ceiling as far as possible for you today. It's not important how high you raise the leg. Just exploring your limits and how you want to work with them. Noticing any tendency to to push yourself or perhaps to hold back. So with the leg in the air and with sensitivity to yourself, begin to circle with the right foot. Rotations in one direction and then the other. Pointing, flexing, and breathing. Staying attentive to the movements in the ankle, but softening the arms, neck, face. Now, coming to stillness and reaching out both hands to hold the straightened leg at whatever height is comfortable. And perhaps holding the thigh or the lower leg, or even grabbing the fabric of the pants. And then, if it feels right, raising the head, the neck, and the upper back off the floor, curving the forehead toward the raised knee any amount. And as you're ready, lowering the head, releasing the arms and lowering them to the floor and slowly lowering your right leg, feeling each part of the leg making contact with the floor, the thigh, back of the knee, the calf, and finally the foot, sensing the entire length of the leg released into the floor, and stretching out the left leg, feeling into the whole body, noticing any differences in the right and left sides. And now, the other side, bending the right knee so the right foot is flat, and raising the left leg to whatever height feels right. Breathing. Then circling the left foot at the ankle. First in one direction, then the other. Pointing and flexing. And coming to stillness. Clasping the leg with both hands, slowly raising the head, neck, and shoulders, upper back, off the floor and toward the knee. And then slowly lowering the head, releasing the leg, and releasing all effort, stretching the right leg out long, and breathing. Noticing the effects of this stretch. And now, turning onto your left side, moving with awareness and intention. Legs straight as possible, balancing yourself on your left side, the right hand on the floor in front of the belly, and placing the head either on the outstretched left arm or bending your elbow to support it with your hand. As you feel ready, slowly raising the right leg straight up, as high as you're able without strain, noticing the muscles that are helping you with balance. And beginning to circle the foot in one direction, and then the other. Exploring your limits and not overstepping them. When you're ready, bringing this movement to stillness and slowly lowering the leg, releasing the effort as it comes to rest on the top of the other leg and foot. And now turning over to your right side. Left hand in front of the belly and placing the head either on the outstretched right arm or bending your elbow to support it with the hand. And as you feel ready, slowly raising the left leg up as high as you're able without strain. Noticing the muscles that are helping with balance here. And beginning to circle the foot in one direction. Then the other. Exploring your limits. And when you're ready, bringing this movement to stillness and slowly lowering the leg, releasing all effort to the floor. And now, turning onto the belly face down into a prone corpse pose, arms resting along your sides, feet uncrossed and head resting on one cheek or the other, or folding the elbows so the arms are under the forehead, supporting the head in a neutral position if that's more comfortable. Just experiencing the body in this position, breathing. Perhaps aware of the pressure of the belly against the floor on the in-breath, and the release on the out-breath. From this position, we'll begin leg lifts, turning the head so it's straight and resting the chin or forehead on the mat, and bringing the feet together, gently firming the muscles of the hips, buttocks, and thighs, to create stability to support the lower back. And on an in-breath, with a straight leg, raising the right leg up any amount, exploring your limits, and noticing the breath as you make this effort, aware of all the sensations in the body. When ready, lowering the leg slowly, turning the head to one side, and totally releasing the effort of the body. Pausing to note the effect of the stretch. Breathing. Now, moving to the other side. Positioning your head straight, placing the chin or forehead on the mat, and gently toning the muscles of the hips and thighs and buttocks, bringing your feet together. On an in-breath, raising the left leg, keeping both hips as stable as possible. Noticing any tendency to hold the breath as effort is applied. And when you're ready, lowering the leg, turning the head to rest comfortably, and releasing all effort into the floor. Now, moving into a supported cobra pose. Placing your forehead onto the mat, bringing the palms of the hands directly under the shoulders, elbows bent, and arms close to your sides. Gently firming the muscles of the buttocks, hips, and thighs. And gently using just the muscles of the upper back, inhaling and lifting the forehead, chin, upper chest, and shoulders. When you've reached as high as you can, keeping your elbows bent, but pressing the hands into the floor, seeing if it's possible to increase the lift by not more than about an inch or so. And then breathing gently and bringing the chest and shoulders down, releasing the muscular effort in the lower body, lowering the arms, and shifting the head to a comfortable position, completely giving yourself over to gravity, releasing all effort. And as you're ready, turning over onto the back, taking your time. And as you're lying on your back, hugging your knees close to the chest, giving a counter stretch to the spinal muscles after the cobra, rocking back and forth, moving any way that feels satisfying to you right now. Lowering the legs when you're ready. Coming into corpse pose, where we started from. Feet falling away from one another. Palms facing upward, arms stretched out at the sides. Noticing the alignment of the body, the symmetry, right and left sides, front and back. Noticing the body, as well as noticing the condition of the mind and the heart. And coming back to the breath. Each in-breath inviting us to be present, and each out-breath inviting us to let go. And scanning the body from the feet, the legs, pelvis, the torso, the arms, shoulders, neck, head, and face. This body breathing effortlessly. Acknowledging yourself for taking this time to be with the body just as it is from moment to moment. Exploring your limits without harshness or judgment. Knowing this practice reinforces your sensitivity and ability to be present and alert every moment of your life.